We have the top 10 reasons not to call 911 in 2020. These are actually calls that 911 people got in 2020. So number 10, to ask for help after getting locked out of a car.
Who are you supposed to call for that?
You're supposed to call the locksmith, not 911.
No, if I get locked out of my car, I need a cop to bring that,
thing. No, you don't call 911 for that. You call a locksmith.
What am I made of money? A locksmith comes, they charge me $200. The cop comes, he does the Slim Jim Jimmy thing,
not
whatever that is, and lets me in for free.
Not all cops have that.
They all have it.
They don't all have that.
It's part of their cop tools.
No, that's not. Okay, number 9, people are actually calling up 911 to confirm the time.
We had a caller calling in to confirm the time.
I'm sorry, your phone has the time on it.
Yeah, but
it.
They don't believe it. That's fake news. So you gotta call 911. You have to call 911 to get the correct time.
Okay.
So they're asking not to call 911 to do that. Also, to inquire on how to enter a career as law enforcement. Don't call 911 for that.
Inquiring about how to get into a career in law enforcement.
Where I gotta call then?
Call the police, not 911.
Can you imagine, 911, what's your emergency? I need a job, stat.
I want to be a cop. How do I become a cop? No, this is not a way to become a cop by calling 911. You're not understanding 911 at all.
So. What's your name? I'm going to make sure you never become a cop.
Right. Also, to report a neighbor for smoking in a non-smoking building.
Reporting your neighbor for smoking in a non-smoking building.
Excuse me, my neighbor's smoking. Can you come arrest them?
Right, unless your neighbor's on fire. If your neighbor's on fire and that's why he's smoking, then call 911.
Somebody called to report a bank card was stuck in an ATM. Instead of calling Bank of America, they call 911.
That's weird. Okay, so if your card is stuck in there, that means people can steal money. So that's, but let me tell you why. It depends where you live. In New York, that's a scam. When your bank card goes in, if it gets stuck, it's because they've shoved paper in there. They shove something in there to steal your card.
Mm-hmm.
So they tell you to call 911 because the card reader has been tampered with.
Call the bank first and then tell them that your card is stuck. And if the bank doesn't pick up the phone, then you call 911.
Okay.
But don't bother 911 because you can't get your card back because you put the wrong number in because you forgot what your key card number is.
That's not why. It's because a scam is being run on you. I'm telling you.
Okay. Somebody called to complain that a mattress they purchased secondhand was more soiled than advertised.
Okay. You should call the store you bought it from and maybe not the cops. I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, you bought it secondhand. So you bought it off Craigslist. Once you got it, it was more soiled than the Craigslist said. So you're going to call 911.
Yeah, you know what? If you're buying your mattresses secondhand off of Craigslist, you don't get to have a phone.
Yeah. They called to ask if a trampoline is illegal during COVID-19. I don't know.
What? Why would the cops know that? What's that got to do with the cops?
I don't know. And the number one thing people keep calling over and over and over, 911 in 2020.
Wait, please tell me it's to order pizza.
No, but it does have something to do with food. It's to complain that the food delivery driver did not deliver a meal.
So, are you kidding me?
So they're calling 911 to complain that whatever service never brought the meal.
But why wouldn't you just call the service and say, hi, I'm not paying for my meal? Like, what do the cops have to do with that?
This
what are they going to do?
This is the number one thing people called 911 for. So it wasn't just one person. It was multiple people doing this.
You know, I think I might, instead of getting a job as a cop, I'd want a job as a 911 operator because that sounds like a very interesting. Wait, let me call 911 and find out how you get a job as a 911 operator. Hold, please.
Well, I mean, that's a job that you're never going to have the same day twice.
Yes, that's true.
Every day is going to be a new adventure. So if you want to have a job that's a new adventure, you should do that. I don't think you would be good at it, though, because you would try to solve the mystery on 911 instead of sending a cop out there. You'd be like, wait, where's the boyfriend?
Right. You know? Let me get a warrant for his cell phone now, and we'll see where his phone is pinging, and then we'll figure it out.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be good. I think somebody's in my house. Wait.
Wait, let me get a DNA test.
First, check the back door. Then check the window over the sink. Is that closed? Okay. Yeah, before calling 911, you would try to solve it.
I saw one the other day where there was an intruder, and a guy had two guns. One was loaded, one wasn't, and he grabbed the gun that was not loaded. By accident, he meant to grab the loaded gun. So my first question would be, if they were like, I think there's an intruder in my house, I'd be like, do you have a loaded gun? Yes. Are you sure it's loaded?
Can you check?
Get the loaded one.
Check and make sure that it's loaded. Okay.
Hide behind the couch, and when the guy comes in, shoot him. My advice.
Are you in your bedroom? Yes. Do you have an ensuite? Yes. Okay. Can you hide in your tub? No, don't hide in your tub, because that's the first place they look. But you would enjoy your job. That would be a fun job for you.